ีบุรัมยักษ์ก่อไฟและได้พรพระอิศวรตยักษะอสุรเดวะตรีบุรัม sits in meditation and stares at the fire he has built and attracts the attention of pra isuvan the lord shiva on mount kailad on the kailash mountain and he receives blessings of special powers from pra isuvanThere was once a yaksa by the name of Triburam who was the ruler of the city of Solasa, or in Thai Solot, Meung Solot. And he was a yaksa who had very strong powers and was feared by all of the devas and angels in heaven.And the Kontan, who played the symphonies of the music of the spheres for the devas to hear, were afraid of him. And all of the Nagas were also afraid of him. But despite Triburam's great power and the fear he instilled in the hearts of all of the gods and devas, there was one god.Whom Triburam truly feared, and that was Pratnarai Vishnu Avatan. Triburam constantly toyed with the idea that he would like to conquer and defeat Pratnarai Vishnu Avatan. Triburam began his plan.To achieve this by performing the ritual of Busha Fai Aki and meditating and practicing austerities over staring at the fire of his ritual for 7 years and 7 days. There was once a yaksa by the name of Triburam who was the rulerof the city of Solasa, or in Thai Solot, Meung Solot, and he was a yaksa who had very strong powers and was feared by all of the devas and angels in heaven and the Kontan who played the symphonies of the music of the spheres for the devas to hearwere afraid of him, and all of the Nagas were also afraid of him. But despite Triburam's great power and the fear he instilled in the hearts of all of the gods and devas, there was one god whom Triburam truly feared, and that was Pratnarai Vishnu Avatan.Triburam constantly toyed with the idea that he would like to conquer and defeat Pratnarai Vishnu Avatan. Triburam began his plan to achieve this by performing the ritual of Busha Fai Aki and meditating and practicing austerities over staring at the fireof his ritual for 7 years and 7 days. The power of this ritual and his austerities rose up through the heavens and began to let themselves be felt. And up on Mount Kailad, Pratisuvan awoke and began to feel rather heated.And looked down through the celestial realms to see what was causing this hot feeling. when Pratisuan looked down and saw Triburam performing the fire ritual, he travelled instantly through teleportation to that celestial realm and asked him, "Why do you torment your own body and perform this ritual? Is there something that you want from me by trying to attract my attention in this way?" Triburam responded, "Yes, Lord, I wish to beseech thee of the power to be invincible, of dying through the hand of Pratnarai, and to be unkillable by his hand." Pratisuan gladly bestowed this blessing upon Triburam, but made him promise with his life that he would not use those powers to cause suffering throughout the heavens. After receiving this special protective blessing from Pratisuan, Triburam promptly forgot his promise and began causing havoc throughout all the upper levels of the celestial realms and the heavens, and bothering all of the devas, the Tewadar, chasing them around and destroying them, killing them, and causing fear and anguish in all of the realms of the seven heavens. He chased all of the Nangsawan, the female devas, and raped them and took advantage of them, having his way with them, creating even more havoc and anguish. So it came to pass then that all of the devas, in their fear and anguish, climbed up to the palace of Pratisuan on the peak of Mount Grailad, Mount Kailash, and beseeched him to assist them and to put Triburam to justice. When Pratisuan heard the news of Triburam's broken promise, he was furious and told all the armies of the celestial angels and the devas and the Asura and all of those who served him to take Mount Grailad as the bow and to go and find Pratnarai and use the body of Pratnarai Vishnu Avatan as the arrow, and to take the Payanag, the Naga, and to use his body as the cord for the bow to shoot the arrow with, and to take this great weapon down to kill Triburam. And so the armies of angels rallied together, led by Pratisuan, and went down to fight Triburam. But Triburam saw them coming and sent off the armies of his Yaksa minions to go and fight against the devas who were coming from the heavens down from Mount Grailash with Pratisuan. He was very afraid indeed. But many of his Yaksa minions in his armies died, and so Triburam joined the fight himself to end it quickly. When Pratisuan saw Triburam come and join the fight, he immediately took action and grabbed the magical bow and arrow, which was Pratnarai himself, who was sleeping in a straight position. And he took Pratnarai and used the Naga as a string to pull Pratnarai as the arrow tight in the bow and shot it at Triburam. But nothing happened because Pratnarai was asleep, and
Even three shots proved to be completely harmless against Triburam.
After three shots had failed, Pratisuwan saw that this was no use and took the arrow, which was of course Pratnarai sleeping, and threw it down. At this moment, Pratnarai awoke and stood up and said to Pratisuwan,
"Lord Shiva, do you not remember? Have you forgotten already that you bestowed Triburam with the blessing of invincibility, and that even I, Pratnarai Vishnu Avatar, cannot kill him? For this reason, I fell asleep, for I would be of no use, even using me as your arrow." When Pratisuwan heard this and remembered, he was furious, and so decided that Triburam must die for his negligence. And then Pratisuwan opened his third eye, the fire eye, which would burn anything in its wake, and also used a special lens which he held up to that eye, and he burned Triburam to cinders. He then turned his face this way and that, and burned all the armies of Yaksa who were fighting with Triburam into ashes. Next episode on Ramakien Tales, Nontup Yaksa gets a diamond finger.